Welcome to the Tribunal. I'm Danny with Chris Worm.
You all are killers, man.
And Jameson.
Michelle is freaking out, which is great for me.
We just watched the finale of the Challenge 40 Battle of the Eras. We saw more swimming, Jordan continue to dominate, and the Karma Vote vault Rachel into first place. We're going to do Killed It or Send It Home, Jameson's Juicy Deets, and MVPs and Losers. But first, I mean, we usually just grade TJ's final, but I feel like the Karma Vote sort of takes precedence here. So, Chris, were you okay with how the Karma Vote ended up affecting the outcome?
No, I'm not. And because one, it didn't affect the outcome at all on the men's side. And then the women's side, honestly, it made it feel, I mean, the fact that they did not put the math out there for us to see and how everything was evolving. They did. I don't even know if they said in the first week of the final how it worked and how it factored. The fact that it just felt like they gave Rachel a win. And I feel like that's unfair to her in a way too, because Rachel was great all season, and it's just a weird thing. I'm happy for her that she wins all that money, you know, and I do think she performed well all season. I just don't like how it feels like it was a charity prize. And I just don't know if I were competing and I got a tied first place because of a Karma Vote that I didn't understand how it worked, I'm just not sure if I would feel happy about it. I mean, I'd be happy about the 200 whatever thousand dollars, but
sure,
deep down inside, I would feel a little weird. So I don't like it.
Jameson?
I got a lot to say about this Karma Vote. Number one, I don't know about you guys, but like, maybe I'm just an idiot, but I'm like, numerous times as they're going through all the votes, I'm like, wait, is five bad? Is five good? No, is one bad? Or is the, like, it was just like the way they graded it, I couldn't, like, I don't know. I needed a, like, a refresher that five is good or bad. And then, you know, anyway, so that was just a tiny thing for me. Now, having said that, I agree, Chris. Was it fair to let the people who lost decide the people who won? No, not really. But I jumped out of my seat. I jumped out of the couch when I saw Rachel win it and Michelle lose it. It was a shocking little moment. I was like, oh, shit. That's kind of crazy, because otherwise, it's just, again, we've talked about this. It's so obvious throughout the finale. Who's going to win? Okay, no, it's going to be Jordan and Jenny. Like, it's just like, I want a twist. I they always show this damn clip of Bananas betraying Sarah. And that was just, and then that one time with Ashley and Hunter, like, those moments at the end are so fun and great. Did this live up to that hype of those kind of moments? No, but it was something. And so I like a twist. I do agree, Chris. Like, they just kind of like, the math adds up, and all of a sudden you lost. You got karma. And the line they gave TJ was like, vengeance is served. I was like, oh my God, get the fuck out of here. But I don't know. I enjoyed it for the minimal amount of drama that it gave to the end, because it was so obvious. But I agree with what you're saying, Chris.
Yeah, I mean, I think I would really feel differently about it if it wasn't Rachel and it was like Michelle that vaulted up. I think, look, I love Rachel. I think Rachel had the best regular season on the challenge. But I don't think anything she did in the final is deserving of being a winner. I think she knows that, you know, she was beaten down by the end of it. And I think she was disappointed in herself. So I agree with you. I don't know deep down how she feels. I give Jenny a lot of credit for being a good sport about it immediately, because I don't know that I would have had the same reaction after just busting my ass and dominating for 2 days. It really wasn't close. So I just think if you wanted to have this affect something, I thought all season it meant that it was going to be somebody was going to get a head start or something, you know, not two full checkpoints. So it's like a quarter of this was based on a vote that people did very quickly, not really understanding it before they went to the airport. And it just feels like a lot to to tip the scales on it. Now, like, luckily it tipped the scales in a way for somebody that we all like, and you know, I'm thrilled for her. But I mean, I don't know. It felt like if Jordan had been knocked out at the top, it just would have been like I would never watch the show again, you know, because he was just so good the whole time. And I feel like if I liked Jenny more, I would sort of feel the same way.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a good measure what you
Yeah.
said. Like, if Michelle vaulted to the top, how would I feel about it? I would hate it. And like there's it just and the fact that we just didn't know how much weight was being put on it till like this last day. And I get it, it's like a, you know, it's a card up the producer's sleeve to make it even, but they always have some kind of other way to do that. And I feel like it becomes, you know, even if it's like, oh, you only get a 30 second head start or whatever, like, fine, I'd rather it be that than this whole checkpoint thing. I mean, in total, I think including the karma votes, it was an equivalent of like having 9 checkpoints. And it just seemed like, yeah, to have two of them be a karma vote is just I don't know, especially
Yeah.
when they didn't really seem to make karma a big theme throughout the season. You know, it
No,
wasn't.
it really came out of nowhere. It was like halfway through the season. They're like, all right, you just got eliminated. All right, you gotta do a karma vote. And I was like, wait, what's this? Like, I
And
mean,
TJ was like, I've been saying all season, how you treat each other matters. I'm like, have you
yeah, no,
really
you
said it
haven't.
all season? I know you mentioned it, but it's not like it
Right.
was the theme.
I mean, they would literally do the karma vote over the credits. Like, the credits would be going over their faces,
If
and
they
like
had time, it
fucking
wasn't even every episode.
ridiculousness was like playing in the background, like ready to go, fucking locked and loaded. And I got a karma vote to watch. Like, it didn't feel like it had the weight like you're talking about.
No.
Yeah.
And if you're gonna put this wrinkle in there, and I understand that they did this in one of the All-Star seasons, but like, don't do it on season 40 when this is supposed to be like the season to end all seasons, you know, like it's everybody back, it's the best of the best. It just felt like a cheap way to end it.
Yeah, I mean, when I think about it that way too, like conceptually, we guys, we deal with concepts. We're creative people, right? It just was loose. The concept of like the Battle of the Eras was a bit loose, other than having them split into these eras. I think there's a lot of missed opportunities with that. I mean, we talked about it last week about, you know, what's the big thing from the final of the era one, or the big two things that happened there, right? And then like, what's the big two things that happened in era two's like time and three and four and so on. And for like eliminations throughout the season, it's like it should have been like hall brawl, balls in, and we saw those things, but like there's more. I feel like there are other eliminations that have been like epic, like the backpack thing, like bring that back, bring back the punch in the wall to like make a ladder. Like I feel like there were other callbacks that they really could have gone hard in on this like Battle of the Eras and making it this ultimate Battle of the Eras essentially by
Especially in the finale, especially in the
especially the
finale,
finale,
you
especially
know,
the
like that's your time to really, I mean, they showed clips, they showed little highlights of their past, you know, like what if you had to, in a challenge that you lost or elimination that you lost back in the past, you had to redo it, you know, you had to like go against, do that whole thing again,
Yeah.
you know, like that would have been epic. Or you had to, you know, go against someone you went, you know, either brought other people back or something. Instead, it was, you know, look, physically very strenuous, you know, obviously, and we'll probably get into that, but it just, it was, it's missing the theme. We love a good theme.
Yeah.
We
Where's the
do.
melting with your butt?
I can't believe that that didn't make an appearance the entire season. So let's do it then, Jameson. Let's rank this. I forget if we do 1 to 10 or ABC. So pick however you want to rate this thing, but I feel like this was a miss compared to ones in the past.
Well, on the karma grading scale, a five means it was good, kind of bad, but also good, but also a one is, I'm gonna give it that joke didn't land. I'm gonna give it a I'm gonna give it like a seven. I'm gonna give it a 7-0. No, it's 6.7. 6.7. I appreciated the physicality. I appreciated it started to grow on me. I talked to you guys last episode. I was like, swimming again, But like I did like them singing this stupid song after a while. I liked the going crazy aspect to that. And I started to really realize, I mean, Chris, you talked about it last week, like the amount of swimming they had to do and how much of a toll that had to have taken on them without sleep and all that stuff. Like I like that part. I started to like that part. But it's it did for season 40 though, I expect a 9 and above, folks. And it was just not that. So I'm gonna give it a 6-8.
You, Chris.
I'm gonna give it a five. It just, I mean, first of all, like you're saying, Jameson, like for season 40, it needs to be like killer. But I think the biggest, most damning thing for me with this final was there was no, like I said last week, I was like, I would have a go at this final. I don't know if I would do, I don't think I would do well, but if I was getting paid the 12.5 or whatever, like, yeah, I'd try it. It looked kind of oddly fun to me. And like, that's a problem, right? Because every final I've ever witnessed in the past has had something that I'm like, yeah, that would break me. That would, or like, I just don't want to do that. I don't want to eat a scorpion. Or like, I don't want to sleep in a box of snakes. I don't want to do like, no, I, that's like where I draw the limits. Or like, I would have to like be pushed to my edge. You know what I mean? Like, and it, that factor was not here. There was no eating thing. They had coconut water on this little island. It just, it felt, and I think you could see it too, like Bananas when he's going through the final on this last day. He knew he wasn't going to win and he's just having a good old time. He's just having fun. And like, it shouldn't really feel that way, the way TJ always makes his finals. They're always so like menacing and like scary. And I don't doubt that it was very taxing physically. I do think the counting coins thing was great. And singing the song, there is something fun about that. However, no eating part, nothing, again, nothing that was like really like, oh, I wouldn't try that even, like I think that's a bit of a miss. And like you said, for season 40, a little disappointed. I'm a little disappointed. So I'm going with a five purely because I do think that would drain your body and it would be tough. I'm not saying it wasn't. But it's just missing that factor of like it's scary, you know?
Well, they couldn't eat anything because you have to wait 30 minutes to go swimming if you eat something.
Ayo.
But
The
I
junior
think
lifeguard on duty.
I would give it a five as well. I don't mind changing things up. But they picked the wrong season to change things up. It was too drastic. It was too much swimming. I think it was taxing enough that the people that end up winning deserve it. Like, I think they prove themselves by the end of it. And then when you add the karma wrinkle on top, which was unclear the whole time and then just sort of sprung upon you at the end, and then like it was just like, surprise, somebody that didn't do that well is now a winner. Yeah, I think only a five, which I think is the lowest I've given any of these finals so far. So a little bit of a downer to end what was a great season.
Great
I
season.
agree.
I mean, just to build on it a little bit, looking at everything they had to do, it did kind of feel like, not that they didn't give a shit, but like there was a lot of joking around going on. There was a lot of like, well, whatever, it's over. Like they were just kind of like, I don't know, there wasn't that fire. And maybe it's because they've been through it, they're older. I mean, Rachel, you felt like she was just exhausted, but like she had a fire in her, and Jenny and Jordan, but a lot of them, like I was kind of really disappointed in Bananas. I was just kind of, especially in this.
He felt old in this, and I think he knew it and just sort of at first was acting like, hey, I'm saving energy. And then by the end, I think he just knew he had no shot. I mean, Jordan, I thought, was that dominant that he knew he didn't have a prayer.
Yeah, he really like Yeah, I think he just knew it. Like you said, he knew it. He saw the writing on the wall. He wasn't going to compete with Jordan. If you're on a boat and it feels like everything's starting on a boat and you're just going to be swimming here and there, and Jordan's already doing it better than you, and he's got no fingers on one hand, and yet he's still swimming faster than you, like, and he's younger, he's in better shape. It just, yeah, he seemed at that point, he's like, you know what, I'm just going to make some people laugh and have fun and get through it.
Let's do one last kill it or send it home, Chris.
Yeah, these these finals are always tough to find these things, but one thing we saw was the coconut water, drinking some coconut water, doing some math on the little sandbar island there, and just coconut water. He'll just send it home. How do you feel about
I'm gonna send it.
Controversial kill it or send it home, Chris. I mean, this is kind of.
Hey, everybody's got their
Send
ideas.
it home. I used to drink it when I thought it was like a hangover cure in my 20s when it was like all the rage, and it I never noticed it doing anything and I didn't really like the taste of it, so I'll send it home.
I'm gonna kill it. I mean, I like it. I like it. I enjoy it. A cold coconut water. I'm not saying it cures the hangover, but it is kind of nice. I like the taste. I like being on vacation and, splurging and getting the whole coconut, and putting the straw in there. I like the moment you watch one of those guys fucking poke it in there and fucking rip it out. I mean, that's fun. I like tasting coconut. I like coconut trees. Like I think all around, I think I'm a nut. I'm cocoa for nuts, I'm there.
Sounds it. I'm shocked at how much you're a fan.
I'm also gonna kill it. Kind of on the fence, but I'm gonna kill it. I do like coconut. Coconut water is great. I will say, prefer the like the real coconut water, out the coconut, like you're saying there, Jameson. I don't really like the boxed coconut water that you buy. And I've always hated that those coconut waters have claimed to be more hydrating than water. I just don't understand how that's possible. What's more hydrating than water? Like, how is that even possible? It just doesn't make sense to me. So, whatever. I'm gonna send
Science,
that.
man.
I'm killing coconut water as a whole. I think it's tasty.
Yeah.
Nice.
Jameson, what do you got?
Man, coconut water was good. That was a good last one, buddy. Guys, fucking Jordan, this episode, this season. I mean, what a competitor. He said he won his sixth. This is his sixth, win in challenge history. Five? Are you sure he
Yeah,
won six?
five,
Yeah,
which
he did.
ties him with CT, two behind Bananas.
Two behind bananas. Is Jordan the number one challenger? Kill it or send it home. I mean, I know Bananas has more, but just in a pure stretch. Go ahead. I want to say my answer. I'm saying my answer right now. Go. One of you guys go.
I'm gonna send it home as the best ever, but I'll say he's the most talented we've ever had. I think I'm looking it up now. He's only done eight of these and he's won five. That's crazy. So I
Wow.
would say he's the most dominant person to ever be on the show. I think he's the most athletic person to ever be on the show. And if he bothered to come on more often, I think he would have the most wins ever. I just don't think he cares enough. I mean, he clearly has other interests outside of the challenge, which is great for him. It's something Bananas doesn't seem to have. I think Bananas has been on, I would say, twice as many just to get those seven. So I
Yeah.
think he could be the best ever, and he still has it in him to tie Bananas or top him. I just don't think we're going to see him often enough for him to do it. And I think until somebody matches Bananas, it's hard to knock him out of the top spot.
The best ever to do it. It's funny. I feel like we kind of ask this almost every season with
Yeah.
somebody, but I'm gonna say no. I'm gonna send it home that he's the best ever. But I agree with you, Danny. Like he is. He is definitely one of the most talented. He's got the most drive, arguably the most athletic. It's hard to weigh that up versus a prime CT, like
Sure.
who fits in there the best. I don't even know. I'm not even sure what Jordan's like smarts are for the game for like puzzles and stuff, but he did well enough, obviously, this season. And regardless of that, he is smart and crafty as a competitor. So he is definitely like one of the most talented for sure. And probably is the most talented, but best ever, because I think there are still flaws to his game, mostly around his ego. And I think that's really like the only hole I could punch in it. Like maybe his political game isn't the greatest. He did play a great political game this season by somehow laying low. However, that hasn't always been the case. He hasn't always made the smartest choices because of his ego in the past. A lot of times, often getting himself eliminated. But maybe this season's showing a new side of Jordan that's a bit more mature in that regard, in that he avoided elimination, and that was kind of his goal throughout the season, and somehow managed to put the spotlight on other competitors when he easily could have been the guy going in. So yeah, maybe he's turned the page. Maybe he's becoming what could be the greatest of all time. But I'm gonna say, like, just after this season, I'm gonna say send it home for me.
Jameson.
Great answer. I agree with you guys, but for the sake of the podcast, I'm gonna disagree and I'm gonna kill it. He's putting up Tom Brady numbers. He just comes in eight, 5 out of 8. I didn't even fucking know that. That's crazy. Like for him to win 5 out of the 8, seasons he's been on, anything could happen in this show. But he just is resilient as all hell. He's so fucking cocky and confident. I'm really cursing a lot. And I think that, it's just very evident like how dominant he is, in this game. And he's not as memorable or I mean he was in the early days. In the early days, he was very controversial, kind of a dick, and just bringing it, kind of a bully. Danny loved it. And I think that I missed that side of him a little bit, but you can't deny his domination in every way.
And just want to say, last night when he was complaining about the oar in the boat, my wife pointed out that's the first time she'd ever heard him complain about his disability, which is just wild that like he's on this show. They almost never do anything special for him, even though he only has one hand. And we're still talking about him like he might be the best to ever do this. It's just crazy.
Yeah, I want to build on something else you said too, and that's a great point, Danny. That was the first time I've ever heard him say anything like that, which is incredible. But Jameson, you mentioned him being a bully when he was younger, and I feel like that is kind of like the evolution of like a lot of challenge competitors, is like, at least from the older days, you start young and you're kind of a bully and you're like getting into dumb fights and you're playing pranks, and then as you get older, you're a little bit wiser. You lay low because you want to be in it longer, and you want to make that money, and you realize you need that, and it's not just a good time anymore. But I feel like, and we've talked about casting in the last, we probably talked about it earlier this season, previous seasons, I know we have, but just like that's one of the things I think is missing from the younger cast is like that bullying aspect. It doesn't, and we say bullying, but it's like it's that I don't know. Aggressive or just like prankster kind of thing, whatever it is, the push the buttons of other competitors, you just don't see it so much anymore.
They're also
Aggro.
like too polished. Like, I think they're too used to being on film and on social media that like they don't want to look bad. Nobody wants to be the villain on this show anymore. And that used to be one of the best parts. Like Devin, and Devin's not young anymore, but like he was somebody that like cherished it, which doesn't happen anymore, and it's a shame.
Guys, the real reason is because they only let them have 2 drinks. Okay? They
I
only let them have two
mean, that
drinks
probably
and
has
now.
a lot to do with it.
I mean, what you're saying though, Danny, too, is like it would be if you were on the show, it would be smart for you to like recognize that and be the bad guy. You know what I mean? Like
Yeah.
I think like someone like a Fessy who's like kind of like already in that realm, if he just embraced it, he would be on every season if he wanted to be, you know, because it's automatically a point of conflict. He could just run with that and just be the bad guy on every season, and it'd be great.
Yeah. So mine's about Rachel. She won her third title, which puts her tied for most for women ever. Killed it if you think she'll retire or should retire, or send it home if you'd like to see her back.
I'm gonna kill it. I think she should retire. Sorry, James. I'm just gonna jump in. I think she should retire. It was an impressive season for her, you know, but I do think in the final, despite how impressive she was physically, you could see that she was struggling a little bit to keep up. And maybe that would have been different if it was on land. I don't know, but at the same time, I feel like Rachel stepped away for a long time and for good reasons. You know, she's got a family, she's got a business that she's, you know, heading up. I don't think there's any like loss of respect. I think she could still compete, but like to me, I'm kind of like retire while you're ahead. You came back, you did your thing, you proved a point, you kicked ass. Like, go out on top. You know, I think a lot of people make the mistake of like continuing to come back, and I don't think she really needs to. So, I hope she just re retires, especially, I don't know, the way the show is kind of seems to be trending downward a little bit. So I'm like, just get out of there while you can.
Jameson?
Yeah, I agree with Chris. But man, I really enjoyed her on the season. It was good to have her back. I felt like my 13-year-old self again, crushing again. It was like a nice little reminder that I'm old too. And I think that she just, even though the finale wasn't her best showing, I mean, she still got found a way to get second, with the whatever, obviously the twist. But she's a beast. She always has been a beast, and you can't deny her competitive spirit, and I agree, right out on top, man. Like, it's it's great to come back to see you, and go enjoy the money with your fam.
Yeah, killed it on. She should definitely retire. I think coming back after 20 years as a beloved figure, everybody was excited to see her. She's the lone person from her era for a long time, still makes it to the final and then wins. I mean, there's no better ending for her. So I don't expect her to come back, but I also just don't think she should. This is like the most perfect challenge career you can possibly have, where most people just end up embarrassing themselves one way or another for our amusement. She had a flawless season.
Time to get juicy with
Jameson's Juicy Deets.
Oh, it's time for some juicy deets. Maybe we'll change this song next year. I don't know. Nope.
Probably
He said
not.
no. Don't change it.
Probably long.
Bananas, guys. Chris, you brought it up earlier. He is actually very angry at the twist, the karma vote. He felt it was very unfair for people who lost to decide the outcome. He had an interview with Entertainment Weekly that he probably got paid for, that he talked about how it was unfair, and they should never do it again.
I
Well,
mean,
we thought the same, so.
Yeah, we felt the same, but it's a weird person to be complaining where it didn't affect his position at all.
Yeah, exactly. And he got paid probably the most every episode.
Yeah.
Next up, Banana's a little on my shit list a little bit for this performance. West, guys, West put out, when West would go on like a diatribe, like he goes in this whole like speech about how someone should act or whatever. He did the same thing on online about how the challenge, his business model is messed up. They need to do make it bingeable. They need to change things up. They need to get this talent and this talent. And he went on and on about what they should do differently. And hey, maybe he'll make the challenge great again. I don't know. He might have it in him, but he kind of went off, and I appreciated that he cares so much.
If he's not going to be on the show, just shut up. Stop talking about it.
I feel like Wes is trying to get a spot on Shark Tank or something.
Right.
He's trying to get a spot on anything. Guys, Corey, tore his ACL during his elimination, which is pretty crazy. And he just got surgery on it. Or he got out of surgery. I don't know, his second surgery for ACL that he says he tore during elimination. Pretty crazy,
During the cinder block thing?
I guess.
It's a weird one to get hurt during.
Yeah, I don't know. He didn't go into detail, but he's like, yeah, I'm like, did it happen then? Because like, didn't you film like 5 months ago? Like, what is going on? Like, even longer. Now you're just posting the pics of the surgery? I don't know. Timeline's a little weird. He's probably was making babies. And last but not least, guys, look forward to next season because somebody's coming to play. Josh has a six pack now and he is ready. He's working out with MMA fighters and he fucking is so ripped. He's posting pics of his sexy bod and he's not gonna cry. The only tears he's gonna cry is from fucking benching too much. You know what I'm saying? So get ready for
I did
Josh.
see from the clip of the reunion, he shaved his head, which is the right move. Right move, Josh.
Was he working out with Rachel then, or no?
He's working out with everybody. He's making sure that whenever he works out with someone, he posts about it. One day when we're done with this podcast, I'm unfollowing all these fucking people. I'll tell you that right now.
MVP of the episode, Chris.
Ooh, my MVP of the episode has to be Rachel. Yeah, I think it just has to be Rachel. I mean, she benefited from the karma vote. She performed obviously just good enough to get the W, you know. So I feel like it's Rachel. I mean, I had a bunch of people, but I'm gonna go with her. I'm gonna give it to Rachel for this episode.
Jameson.
I was thinking about doing that, Chris, but actually I'm gonna give it to Derek. I did not see at the beginning of the season Derek making it this far, let alone, finishing second in this thing. And he really showed up, man. He was really, I don't know, I liked him. I liked his story. I liked his kind of presence. Like he wasn't like, super funny or entertaining or anything like that, but I just as a person, I rooted for him and he showed up, in this kind of epic challenge, when you got Bananas and Kylan, who I thought would do much better than they did. I mean, I get it with Kylan with the swimming, but still, holy shit. I'm gonna give it to him.
TJ did say he's a savage at the karma.
Great karma guy. Now that's a good call because we did doubt him publicly on here. And I hate to say it, Michelle, and they both did earn their keep in the final. But I have to give it to Rachel as well. She finished in third and won the final. So doesn't get any better than that for somebody. Loser of the episode, Chris.
My loser of this episode is TJ swinging big, but he let us down with this final. It just was one of the softest finals, I feel like, in a way that we've witnessed, even though it is grueling in its own way. At the same time, like we said at the top of the episode, just a little disappointed. So I'm giving it to TJ. I can't believe I'm saying that on a final.
Rough.
Wow, brutal from Chris. Go after him, Teej. We didn't say it. My losers of the app, I'm gonna give it to Tori. I mean, Tori hit was on this kind of uprise like over the last few seasons and won a challenge and really kind of I thought for sure she had a great shot and she just really did not show up in this. And I think she definitely got affected by that last elimination with Kara, like where she was in the water for like fucking 6 hours treading and and then go right into it. But man, I was just really disappointed in her performance. I thought that she would kind of bring it to see her get last place and out of the four. I mean, you can't beat Michelle. Come on. So anyways, I'm gonna give it to Tori. Just disappointing finale.
Definitely Tori. I never thought in a million years she would be in a final and be a complete non-factor. And she wasn't the entire time. It was very, very disappointing, and she knew it. So
she's paddling, and she's way, it felt like she was way ahead, and then she like gets passed like by Jenny. What are you doing?
I think she got rocked by the coins too. Just like you said, with the elimination before the first day of the final, not a good, you know, it just set her on the back foot. And then the coins, she was just deflated. She was done mentally, I think, which is a shame.
MVP of the season, Chris.
I'm going to give my MVP of the season to Rachel as well. Again, a couple contenders here, but Rachel, just an outstanding season. I think everybody was on her side from a viewer standpoint. It was hard not to back her. She represented Era One and, you know, eventually got them a win. It was impressive. So I really enjoyed watching her this season and cheering for her.
Great choice. Jameson.
Yeah, I'm giving it to Rachel. I just thought it was a really great season for her. She comes back after 20 fucking years and really shows up. She gets down to her and in her era and finds a way to stay alive, finds a way to keep going. You know, I don't know. It was just a really impressive, and she was my kind of sleeper pick to make it all the way, and I was excited that she did. And it's a great season.
I think Jordan, for me, best start to finish season and just a completely dominant final. So that was pretty amazing. Loser of the season, Chris.
My loser this season, I'm going to say, is Laurel. I'm going to give it to Laurel just because she quit. And she also just had this weird attitude that made me feel weird. It wasn't even fun. Like I like when people get into it and they get aggressive, but just made me feel icky. So I don't know. There's something about it. So yeah, I'm going with Laurel for this season.
Oh man, I wrote Laurel too. I was looking at the list of the cast and like I saw her name and it was like ding ding ding, it's her. She showed kind of her true colors a little bit this season. The quitting aspect is just a huge, huge, you know, red flag there. And also she's just kind of a meanie. She's kind of a meanie, like the bad kind of a bully, you know, that I just didn't like. And I agree, Chris. It just made me feel icky.
Make it three, Laurel. She was terrible. Somebody that on paper you're like, oh, good, she has to be in the, you know, 40th season, and it's just awful and not a fun watch. So sorry, Laurel, but you managed to beat out Car Maria.
You're the loser of the biggest season of the challenge. Out of 40 years, you're the loser.
You did work, Leroy.
Until next season, that's it from the Tribunal.
Don't be a quitter.
Don't be a lamb.
You guys killed it.
Killed it.
Woo! Thank God it's over.
I'm proud of you guys.